B-Pod Studios.
So it's Tuesday, right?
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Excuse me. I must get up now.
Why now? After all this time.
After all this time, why now?
Some of us have jobs to get to.
What you do for a job is not really a great way to make a living, you know?
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
Somebody's got to do it, huh?
Well, we might as well get this over with.
Yep, let's go.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Is anybody snuffy today? Do you ever get any? Are you getting snuffy from the unbelievable pollen that's out there?
Yeah, it's not as bad as I don't have it as bad as Brian Bell has.
It's awful.
It's awful for you, Brian. Your eyes are
my eyes are so sore. I had to get out my leaf blower yesterday just to blow off my deck and furniture so we could sit down.
It's unbelievable. I don't usually, I'm not susceptible to it, but I've been sneezing a lot more because of the incredible amount of pollen.
I don't go outside.
Oh, you don't go outside?
No, I really don't. I don't, yeah, the pollen's bad. No, I sat on my deck briefly this weekend and it was just,
it's caked on.
It's caked on.
You know
why?
We haven't had rain.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
Well, we should be getting it because here's the deal.
Yeah.
The peonies are blooming, and every year when the peonies are at their perfect, most perfect, there's a downpour to end all downpours, biblical. And then I walk outside and they're completely gone.
Deheaded.
Yep.
Yeah.
So don't worry, everybody.
All right. Good to know.
That's my forecast.
Well, I think, let's see. Thursday is the day for that.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
A little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Just not showers. They're not saying downpour. I'm telling you, it'll turn into
a drink. It's unbelievable.
The nicer they look, the worse the rain.
My daughter's got a black car. That's fun.
Oh, yeah. God.
That is so fun.
What's fun?
I just washed it, Dad.
Yeah, well, that's
take
life.
It back.
Yeah. So the pine needles from the next door neighbors, I just want to say that, pine trees, fall on my car. And then the pollen falls on my car.
And then
it all sticks there. And it's just. Yeah.
You can't even take your top off.
I can't.
Because it's going to get pollen in it.
I did that. I made that mistake this weekend.
Ooh.
And I got my car, and it's green.
Yeah.
It's green interior.
Look at that.
It's nice.
So you can't even do that. It's too bad.
It's
poor
a bummer.
Thing. You can't
poor
drive
thing. I can't drive with my top off.
You know, what's
making it weird.
Wow. Boston, you know, it's not fair. We're all suffering together.
If I know.
LBF
just when
can't
you can,
drive
yeah,
without,
yeah. yeah. Just when you can go outside.
Yeah.
And
do you see what I brought Brian Bell in for breakfast?
I saw a bag of something. Yeah.
So my daughters liked flaming hot stuff, but I think this is much. Maybe it's too much for them.
I don't think it
Brian,
is. Can we try it?
Go ahead. They're flaming.
Right now?
See, I mentioned that because Cheetos is selling a flaming hot pepper puff version. They're the hottest flaming hot chips ever. Now, what do you guys think of these? These are flaming hot straws. I got them at BJ's. I thought the kids would love it. Wouldn't eat them.
Not vegan, huh?
Not vegan.
Oh, they're great.
You like them?
Milk.
I love you guys eat those things first thing in the morning.
Thank
it's
God
crazy.
For vegans. What would we do without getting their extra food?
They're all yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm having to buy them a couple of steaks. Let me know, all right?
You have steak?
These are really good.
You like them?
That bag will be gone by the end of the day.
It's 5:45. You're eating flaming hot veggies.
Oh, now I'm awake.
I was going to wait till at least 7.
Yeah, okay, fine. Enjoy. All right, your weather today, sunny and 77. Another nice one. Cloudy and 61 tonight. And tomorrow, look for a high of 69. It's all good. What's it right now, flaming hot LBF?
63.
Thank you. Good.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, it's brought to you by Big Y. Big Y is helping to make shopping safer with deep cleaning, store capacity limits, social distancing, one-way aisles, and more. For more details, visit BigY.com. All right, LBF, what's cool?
Okay, Hemmaker Schlemmer.
It's fun
I love
to
that
say.
Catalog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to help your summer.
This could be the first and only thing I ever bought from Hemmacher Schlemmer.
You've never bought anything from Hemmacher Schlemmer?
No, I remember flying on the airlines. I always had Hemmacher Schlemmer stuff.
Yeah. We got robes
I wanted
from
to
Hemmacher
buy
Schlemmer.
It. Did you?
Yeah. But we didn't buy them. They're way
really?
Too expensive.
Expensive, useless stuff. Yeah. I always love that catalog.
Hemmacher Schlemmer. Yeah. All right.
It's German for you don't need this.
You can't afford this. Right.
You want it, but you can't afford it.
That's what it means.
Hey.
Yeah.
Cool thing happening tonight to help support Chelsea, because Chelsea's been pretty hard hit, and local musicians are coming together and going to entertain you tonight.
There you go. And the readers of Britain's Total Guitar Magazine have announced the greatest guitar player of all time. It's shocking. I was shocked. I really was.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't think it would be him. So
okay,
stay
him.
Tuned.
Big surprise.
Oh, yeah, you didn't think Joan Jett was going to get it? Susie Quattro? Who?
All right. Okay, Hemmacher Schlemmer.
Yeah.
So I was on the Hemmacher Schlemmer website.
Why were you on the Hemmacher
Schlemmer? Quarantine time. What else am I going to do?
That's funny.
And I discovered the thing we all need this summer because outdoors is the worst, especially no matter what. No matter what you do, there are mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks to Hemmacher Schlemmer,
you
can buy wearable mosquito net pants and a top. And let me tell you,
I need to see this.
It is amazing looking. First of all, it comes. It's like a hoodie.
How do you say? How do you spell?
You look like a beekeeper.
But like in a very Star Wars way. How do you just Google H A M M A C H E R and then wearable mosquito net?
Is it Hemmacher? There it is. .com. Okay,
that's ridiculous.
Go ahead.
It's not ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It's a lightweight shirt and head covering, wearable mosquito net.
Okay.
The pants are even better. What I love is this part. It was as they say. All right, so these are lightweight pants made from 11 1/4 millimeter netting. It's great. And apparently, for best protection, a loose fit is recommended. It only comes in olive.
LBF.
I'm telling you, isn't it awesome? Like, can you imagine showing up at a party in that jam?
I wish you would.
I'm gonna.
I wish
and it's
you
not
would.
That bad.
Really? Like, all right, here's what I want to know. How are you going to drink in that?
Well, there's little holes, so you could
drink through the screen.
Yeah, drink through the screen. Yeah, I mean it's a little messy.
You don't want to drink a daiquiri.
There's no party I want to go to that requires that.
Yes, there is.
Okay,
there is a party. I'll explain it off the air.
All right,
it's $30 for the pants and $30 for the top.
That's weird looking.
Unless I'm camping.
No one's camping. You know what? Sometimes you're just getting bit all night.
Well, the good news is you don't have to wear a mask.
Whatever.
What kind of party you're going to?
Party you like?
Maybe I want to go.
All right.
All right.
Hey, some local musicians are getting together for a cool thing tonight, 8:00. You can find it on Facebook. It's a concert for All In for Chelsea. It's going to benefit the One Chelsea Fund because Chelsea has been really hard hit by the pandemic and with everything.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool group of people. Will Daly, Chadwick Stokes, Adam Ezra. I'm a big fan of his. A bunch of local performers. They're going to put on a cool show and benefit the One Chelsea Fund. All you have to do is go onto Facebook. It's the Calling All Crows Facebook page. And they're going to live stream it at 8:00 tonight.
Nice.
Sit down, watch some nice local performers do a little show. It'll be fun.
You know what? It sounds more fun than going to Hemmacher Schlemmer.
Yeah, you don't have to wear a mosquito net if you
could be wrong.
Wear your mosquito net out for while
you
watch
go.
It.
All right.
So just check out the Calling All Crows Facebook page for that. 8:00 tonight.
There you go. And finally, the last cool thing, readers of Britain's Total Guitar Magazine have voted Brian May from Queen, we just played them, the greatest guitarist of all time. He beat out Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page,
John Denver.
Yes, he did. Eddie Van Halen. He said, and I quote, "I'm absolutely speechless. I'm blown away. I have to say, it's completely unexpected. Obviously, I'm deeply touched that people feel that way about me. I'm not under any illusions that technically I'm even on the tree of guitarists."
Oh,
kind of like Michael Caine.
Yeah, it was Michael Caine spoke for
Michael
him.
Michael Caine accepted the award.
Yeah, it was Michael said.
I know this for sure.
Yeah.
He is the guitarist with the best hair.
Oh, that's probably that has something to do with it.
Maybe the hair.
Yeah, it's the hair thing. Did he see the one who pulled a hammy?
Butt muscle.
A butt muscle.
A butt muscle.
Yeah, see, that's why.
Gardening.
He's
nervous.
So, like you said, Michael Caine accepted it for him.
Yeah.
Which is the only impression I can do.
I know you do a good Michael Caine.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Cary Grant / Michael Caine.
Yeah, it's got a little Cary in there. It was nice of Michael to show up. Anyway, and accept the award.
This is fun.
And,
all that would make it better is a mosquito net outfit.
Oh, God.
Well, you got to see my hammock and slimmer.
My hammock and slimmer showing?
Does it cover?
It is see-through.
we should stop the show right
now. We really should.
It's just over.
What's wrong with us?
It can't get any worse.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. It's 6:26. It is Tuesday. Can we verify that it's Tuesday?
Yeah, it's Tuesday. It has that Tuesday ennui.
Yes.
Tuesday.
Like, it's not Monday, but it's not Wednesday.
You know, Tuesday is voted the worst day of the week. We've mentioned that before.
It is.
It is. People say it's worse than Monday. How can that be?
Because it's just an extension. It's like Monday 2.0.
Yeah.
And you're just not really there yet.
They should call it Long Monday.
Yeah.
Monday's at least weekend adjacent.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Tuesday is like the furthest away.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
even
what
though
it is.
It's just, yeah, it's just bad.
We really should appreciate our days more, but it's not happening.
I'll tell you who did.
I mean, I know you're not supposed to wish it away.
I tell you who loved their Sunday.
Who? I love a Sunday.
Okay, you love a Sunday?
Especially with chocolate sauce.
No.
What?
No,
<that?
laughs> Man. Your chocolate sauce is good.
It's good.
You have to ask for extra, though.
Right.
Always ask for extra. Because they're really cheap with the chocolate.
I know they are. They only do like one squirt.
No,
and it's like, really,
that.
Buddy?
It's like, really? Pretend it's yours, okay? Pretend it's yours. How would you build it then? All right, but let's get back on track. I'll tell you who had a good Sunday. 10 years ago. Art dealer named Forrest Fenn. How about that for a fun name?
That's a good name.
Hey, Forrest Fenn is coming. All right? Forrest Fenn put at least $1 million worth of gold, jewelry, and other valuable items into a treasure chest, hid it somewhere in the Rocky Mountains, okay? And he included some vague clues on how to find it in his autobiography called The Thrill of the Chase. This guy's just a millionaire having fun. So thousands of people have tried to find it in the past decade, including at least two people who died trying.
Wow.
That's messed up.
That's right. Two others had to be rescued from near-death situations. Well, Forrest Fenn announced Sunday, the search is over.
I love that song.
He said by Survivor, isn't
yep.
it? Yeah, okay. Which is appropriate. He says someone from back east who didn't want to be revealed used the clues from a 24-line poem in Fenn's book to locate the treasure and confirmed he found it with a photograph.
No.
How about that?
That's like a good book.
Right?
Like
that
Goonies.
Needs to be, yeah, I mean, it's definitely like the Goonies. But it's, I mean, like the fact that people, like, yeah, it's exactly like the Goonies, like where people die, try to find it.
Mr. Copperpot.
That's kind of like a sadistic, messed up dude.
Well, especially after two people died.
Yeah, wouldn't you call it off at that point?
Maybe you go,
what are you going to do? It's out there.
Yeah, but he knows where it is.
You're
like, I'm going to call it off.
I was it's like 40 pounds, like the treasure chest.
Oh, really?
And the gold and everything that was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the guy who found it is going to have to reveal it because that's income.
Yep. Oh, right.
Oh, taxes on that.
Well, not if you don't say.
We'll see. Yeah,
I found it.
Yeah.
So he tries to trade in some.
Does anybody know where it was? Like, have we revealed any more? It just like, yeah, it's
done.
That's
the Rockies somewhere, yeah.
But there's no, like.
No.
Okay.
Yet. It'll have to come.
Hope so.
$1 million.
But the guy did it because he wanted to encourage people to go outside and go hiking and have fun.
Yeah.
Explore.
And die.
Two people die.
You know.
Yeah.
And break some eggs.
And legs.
Eggs and legs.
Eggs and legs are broken. Anyway, so the search is over. Congratulations to whoever the finder was. They got to come out sooner or later.
$1 million.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
That's nice. That's a good Sunday right there.
Yeah,
All right. Coming up.
Hopefully they save their house.
You get the double chocolate on that Sunday.
I know. Do you like nuts on your Sunday?
I love nuts on my Sunday. I love walnuts in my brownies.
I hate walnuts in my brownies.
Well, there you go.
I mean, it's just, yeah. I don't. So guess what? I'll give you mine.
Brownies for you. There you go. All right, what's coming up? Let's go to the kitchen. Let's get out of the kitchen. What's in the laundry?
We are so hungry all the time.
I know.
Okay, so Joe Exotic is not having a good time in prison, and he penned a very desperate note.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to read a little bit of that to you because he's not happy with the new song about Carol Baskin. He's not happy with a bunch of things.
Joe Exotic. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's 6:45. Let's take a look at the laundry LBF.
Who's naked in his wife's Zoom?
Whoa. Okay.
What's going to happen with sex
that's
scenes?
That's the dirty laundry I came
yeah,
for.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get you too excited by teasing it.
Yeah, yeah. Give it to him.
Sex scenes and Hollywood and COVID-19. And then finally, Joe Exotic from Tiger King is not having a good week. Okay. Who showed up in his wife's Zoom naked?
Uh-huh.
This is a good one, I'll say.
Did you see it?
Yep.
Okay.
Chris Cuomo's gluteus maximus. Not so max.
No.
Cute. Uh-huh. High and tight. I'm just saying.
Well,
he works out. I'm giving him a compliment.
That's the ultimate compliment.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
geez. He walked by the... So I'm fascinated by two things. One, okay. Chris Cuomo's buttocks, and
right.
Two, the palatial home he lives in Southampton, New York.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't have been able to see this guy if he didn't have huge picture windows overlooking his gardens.
Wait a minute. So he was outside?
Naked.
Oh.
Well, when you have, like, acreage and you're, like,
doesn't
Chris Cuomo.
Doesn't he have kids?
Yeah, he has kids, but maybe they were doing something else. Oh. Maybe they're a naked family.
Dad's walking around naked again.
What if they're a naked family? They probably are because he loves his body and she's a yoga girl.
Yeah.
And they're probably a weirdo naked family.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I see that.
That's no cool.
Mario would not be happy.
No.
Mario is not a walk around naked guy.
Do you think Andrew Cuomo's a naked guy?
I can see that.
Okay, give me a minute.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can see that, too.
I can see that. They're
a good-looking Italian
Cuomo
family.
Boys, you know.
Yeah.
They're not lacking in the ego department.
No.
No.
So anyway, it was filmed in late May, but someone was able to get a screenshot, which is on page 6, but we'll post it at WRR.com. He's facing
radio.
Away from the camera. It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
But whatever. That's kind of embarrassing. I mean, aren't you careful? Not that I would ever be walking around my house without anything but mosquito nets and layers of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But aren't you careful when you walk into a bedroom and or
well,
home office?
Well, yeah, because like my wife's home office is in our bedroom. So like when I get home and I don't go put on a pair of shorts.
Right.
I'm like,
is that Zoom on?
You're not on or anything.
Right. I always have to check like before opening the door.
Or my kindergartner's show and tell.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. It's like there's zooming going on in here. Please be clothed properly. Okay, speaking of clothing, sex scenes and COVID-19.
Yes.
I was thinking about this because there is a part of me that's a little perverted. What are they going to do with COVID-19 and kissing?
Right.
Because I watch a lot of shows with a lot of kissing.
Yeah.
And that's bad during a pandemic,
right?
I assume.
So what are they going to do?
Well, an internal memo from the Film Editors Trade Association reportedly says that when film and TV production resumes on Friday, any close contact moments will have to be rewritten, abandoned, or done with CGI.
CGI?
Yeah, making out.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Why bother?
Why not?
You know one thing they can stop doing?
What can they stop doing?
The morning kiss.
Oh, the morning kiss is ridiculous, isn't it?
It's like, stop.
It's come on.
Really?
Especially if you just met.
You're right.
Like, if like,
no
the, you know,
way.
You, that's like person you met at the bar the night before and then they lean over and kiss him. I'm like, no way you smell like booze and cigarettes.
Yeah.
Regret.
No. Wow. But, right.
Anyway.
So, yeah. That's the,
so I've heard.
Maybe that's smell like regret. Huh?
Told you.
Wow.
Speaking of regret.
Yes.
Joe Exotic in prison. He sent a chilling letter that appears to be a cry for help. I mean, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's addressed to supporters, fans, and loved ones. He's asking Donald Trump to grant his freedom. He said his soul is dead. He describes his struggle to keep hope up behind bars. He's being tormented by his husband, Dylan, moving on without him. and he hasn't heard from him. And he's just, I think everything's getting to him because yeah. Carol Baskin is winning this fight.
She is.
She's got his land. She's got a hit song about her.
Yeah.
And he's in prison.
You know,
I feel bad. I mean, I don't feel, I feel, I mean, I'm a human being. I feel a little bad.
He's
but.
A likable, for whatever
criminal.
Reason, criminal. Yeah.
Yeah.
People have an affinity for him.
Yeah, you can be but a likable criminal.
He's what he is. It's like Bonnie and Clyde.
Were they likable?
Well, people thought they were.
I saw that movie. God.
She didn't look like Faye Dunaway.
She didn't?
No.
Oh, that's what I want if I'm a criminal. Somebody better looking to play me in the
movie. Warren Beatty. Clive was no Warren Beatty either, just for the record. But anyway. No, he's one of those criminals where you find yourself like almost rooting, but you can't. You should.
Right, like Betty Broderick.
Same
we'll
thing.
Talk about her at 7:45.
You were rooting for Betty over the
kind
husband.
Of.
Yeah. Well, you can't help yourself. All right.
Ladies, you know what I'm talking about.
You're a happy wife, aren't you? All right. It's going to be 77 degrees today. Another beauty.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. 7:12. And it's going to be another nice day. Some sun. And look for a high of 77 degrees. Not too humid. Yesterday, that was the pick day right
it
there.
It really was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Had a little bit of a breeze.
Yep.
Right? Not too humid. Nothing sticking to you.
Nothing at all.
Nothing. Nope. You're just free to move around.
Yeah, it was a good day.
It was
I'll
a good
take it.
Except for the pollen.
Yeah.
But, you know, that'll go away when we get some rain. All right?
On Thursday.
Yes. So, allow me to make a Bobservation.
Oh boy!
Yeah. Well, I've got questions.
I know.
I've got questions, and maybe you guys can help, or folks listening could help me with this. And it's been something that's been gnawing at me for a couple of weeks. So we're all wearing our masks, right? Good citizens.
What did you call us?
Well, here in Massachusetts.
Yes.
That's what we do.
Yep. Massachusetts.
Yes. So you got to have your mask in Massachusetts. So yesterday, I drove by a grocery store, and there was a line.
Big surprise.
I know. Right? I needed some American cheese to go with my Omaha steak burger, but that's another story. So there was a long line to get into the store. People separated, all wearing masks. You can't get in the store without a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought, well, gee, if we're all wearing masks because it keeps, you know, the virus away. Why can't we all just go into the store? Why is there a line to get into the store? If you're
right.
wearing a mask, either it protects you
or it doesn't.
And it should protect you from even having more people in the store than the 25% capacity.
For instance, and like even like Lowe's and Home Depot and those places.
Massive stores.
Yes. And you
wait to get in line.
Do you have to wait to get in line to Lowe's?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
If there's a line, yeah, I've waited in line.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
But, like, you can get on a plane and sit next to somebody or close to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't...
With a mask.
With a mask. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense. So if somebody could explain to me...
To you. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. To me, it doesn't. That you can, again, wear a mask because you're supposed to and it protects you. But you can't, you still have to wait in line because only a certain amount of people are allowed in the store.
Okay.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Just a Bobservation. And if I'd like it explained to me. I'm not trying to be provocative just to be a wise guy.
No. It's
radio.
A legit question because you're like,
but,
well.
If there's a, right. Why are there lines and capacity? And okay. And if I'm outdoors, because we can eat outdoors now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to wear a mask to eat. I can't.
Because you're properly distanced on that one.
But the server comes up wearing a mask.
Right.
Right, because they're not properly distanced because they got to get close to you.
Uh-huh. All right.
I think we're all like a little fatigued on just trying to like remember to do everything when we leave the house.
Oh, isn't it hard? I mean, I've left the house without a mask to go for a walk and I realize I'm like, oh my God, I forgot my mask.
Yeah.
And so you got to turn around, or like me, you're halfway through the walk and you're like, whoops.
I forgot my mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I just cover my face. Huh?
Yeah.
No,
right.
All right. 888-410-1057. Maybe there's somebody who has a better handle on, or even a question yourself about this here is in Massachusetts.
So I go to a small store to do my grocery shopping most right. of the time, and there is no line. There's a maximum number of people in the place, but it's, you know, it's mm-hmm. really small. So, and we're close to each other, but we're all wearing masks. There's no, you know, you have to wait. There's mm-hmm. none of that.
Right.
So it's interesting because it makes some sense, but it's weirdly enforced. I don't
well,
know.
Wait till it's 100 degrees out and you're waiting out line.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, so if you think you might have the reason why it makes sense to wear masks, right,
yes.
in a store,
yeah.
but still have to wait in line to get
Explain
in.
Explain to Bob how life works.
No, it's not. I get that. No mask needed. But... aren't you wondering the
I'm
same
wondering.
Thing?
Yeah, it's a good question.
All right.
I'll give you that.
888-410-1057.
That's
so
it.
The observation is, if you have to wait in line to get in the store and you're wearing a mask, why do you need to wait if the mask is supposed to stop
good
you from
question.
Getting the cooties?
Whatever the cooties.
I don't want
you're
the
five.
Cooties. Yeah, five, right? All right, 888-410-1057 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 724. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Beautiful day today. 77 degrees. Nice. I don't want to wait in line today.
I know you don't.
Bad day to wait in
line.
Well,
actually,
nice.
Is it?
Well, actually, if you have to wait,
it's
kind of nice.
Yeah, it's not bad. Just wear right. your sunscreen.
Just waste the day, that's all. So... that was the observation I made, and just to be clear, some folks are wondering if I was asking about masks, like why do we wear masks?
Not the question.
That's not the question.
You know exactly why we
need
to wear
Yeah,
masks.
You need to wear, I get it.
Yeah.
That helps stop the spread. I was just asking, if you have to wear a mask, why do you have to wait in these long lines to get into a store?
Why do you have to practice social distancing as well?
Right.
Because you figure you're wearing a mask, I'm wearing a mask, we can hang out, and it's no problem.
All right, so I just threw it out there, 888-410-1057. Maybe you have an explanation for it. We'll start with Maggie. You have one?
Okay, so working in a hospital, I'm not the perfect person to tell you this, but the masks don't protect you 100%. The particles can still get in. That's why you can still breathe through them.
Okay.
If you had a respirator, that might help more. But the N95s even aren't protecting you 100%. So if you're less than 6 feet apart, you're breathing their air, yeah. perhaps.
So, okay. So you're saying that the mask isn't 100%. The way to help ensure that is less people.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. That's a good explanation, Maggie.
Good job.
Good job.
All right.
I appreciate that. All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Okay, Mike, you say your wife is a
Hello.
Nurse?
She Mike? Is. She's been in the OR before and so on, so she's used to masks. Not all masks are created equal.
Uh-huh.
And because they're not, some are more effective and less effective than others. So there is a percentage of, if you want to call it contaminated air, that gets through some of the masks. So they're doing the best they can by saying everybody just needs to wear one.
No, I understand why you wear one. I get that. But I'm just wondering why, if everyone's wearing masks, you still have to wait in these long lines to get into a grocery store.
Yeah. Well, I think when the government gets in there and they try to regulate all of this, they're coming up with the best plan they have because there was no, you know, playbook for this.
Right,
prior
that's
to
it.
Happening.
So it's very arbitrary.
Yeah.
All right. That's good, Mike. Thank you. Hope your wife's well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I love listening to you guys. It's great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thanks.
You hear that, everybody?
I couldn't hear him through the mask.
Thanks, Mike. Okay, bye. Frank, let's be frank.
Yes.
Go ahead. Tell me. What's
okay.
your thoughts on this?
The purpose of wearing a mask isn't to protect you. The purpose of the mask is to protect everybody else from you if you happen to have the virus.
Right. Right.
And so... so when you're in, let's say you're in a store walking down the aisle and you happen to have the virus, if you are not wearing a mask and you cough or you sneeze, you're spreading the virus through droplets in the air.
No, I get that. No, I get the mask.
Okay.
And I think it's, for now, it's a good thing. But I was just wondering, if we're all wearing masks, why are there lines to get into a grocery store if everybody's wearing masks? Either masks help you or they don't. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're only a certain percent efficient. They're not 100% efficient.
That
especially
seems to be the,
yeah, the key.
That seems to be the key,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
That.
So you got to double down.
Okay.
So mask
Yeah, I was just
and.
Asking for an explanation.
Yeah, yes.
No. So So I get that, Frank.
Bob doesn't get much.
Yeah. Hey. Oh my God. Well, maybe on occasional weekend. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Glad you called, aren't you, Frank?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the key.
The key is.
Yeah.
Wearing a mask and then doubling down on
that's
your
what
chances.
It is.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. All right. So there's the explanation for it.
Good. Yep.
That's good. I was just asking. But, hey, Bob Servation.
Here's what it is. And I'm going to talk to you in your language, okay?
Okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
Like the Navy?
Sort of.
Like the old days?
Listen up, sailor.
Yeah, exactly. All right?
Yeah.
All right, son.
Uh-huh. No, they used to say,
okay.
I'm not your dad.
Oh, okay? Well.
I'm not your daddy. Well, so.
And the reason that you're not the daddy is this. It's like birth control.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Birth control is not 100% effective. Okay. There's wiggle room for mistakes, so to speak.
I don't think you could have said it better.
So it's like if you're on the pill and yes. you make the man wear a prophylactic.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then you are being extra safe.
Right.
So every time you're in line in a grocery store, think about that.
You're doubling down on not being the
think
daddy.
About condoms and
okay,
pills.
Wow.
I'm not wrong.
No, you're not wrong. Do you ever think of teaching a class? I think that'd be great.
Yes, I think I should.
We're all teaching classes these days. One more week.
Yeah, you should see what Lucy knows.
Yeah.
You know, long division, no, but boy, oh boy.
Knows how to double down. Okay. All right.
Boy.
Only LBF could have explained it in that way.
I,
you know?
I think it's a good analogy, and it's also
it
a fun one.
That's it. Yeah. No wiggle room.
Especially if you're in the wiggle room.
No wiggle room. Okay. Dirty laundry room.
Oh, well, coming up in dirty laundry. Mm. Naked newsman on Zoom. Film at 7:45.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right.
Is there wiggling?
Just a wee bit.
Well, it's 7:46. Let's see what's happening in dirty laundry, LBF.
Naked newsmen, sex scenes, and likable criminals. We got it all today.
Got it all. Jeez.
All right.
Let's hear it.
What newsman was naked on a Zoom meeting?
Have you seen it? You've seen it, right? Okay.
It's actually his wife's Zoom yoga class. Mm. Yes, of course.
Okay, so we'll hang on to that.
Yeah. You want to hang on to that?
No, I don't.
Can I just tell you who it is?
Go ahead.
It's Chris Cuomo.
Right.
All right.
So was he walking naked?
Yeah, he was walking outside naked in his palatial home in Southampton.
Who does
Cuomo?
Cuomo. Because he is like, you know, sun's out, guns out,
yeah,
and other things.
Uh-huh.
And he was, it was his backside. And you really couldn't see the full backside because there was a beam in the way.
Would you ever want your, you looked right.
But anyway.
Would you ever want Dave Falcone walking around on your deck naked? I mean, come on.
We have close neighbors. If I lived in a place where you couldn't see, I would. I mean, go ahead if that's your jam.
Really?
I mean, yeah. Like if you have no neighbors, it's like. But I would never do it.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't encourage anybody. I'd be like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah. Okay.
And then he'd be like, "I'm naked on the deck," and I'd be like, "What's your problem? Are you all right?"
That's what I want to hear.
And then he'd be like, "Yeah, I'm all right." And then I'd be like, "Well, I'm going inside, you weirdo." Yeah. And that's it. That's how it would go.
Use some bug spray.
Yeah. Do you want my hemorrhager schlemmer mosquito net for your
body?
We don't
need to talk about naked and hemorrhager
schlemmers. It's I'm just obsessed with people's homes now that they're working from home, especially these national news reporters, because frankly,
they're pretty good, right?
Yeah, they make too much money.
TV been betty good
yeah.
for these guys.
Sex scenes in movies.
Okay.
You know, you fast forward to them. I know you.
No.
No, in fact, you were saying something to me yesterday that I found shocking.
Go ahead.
You're watching Outlander.
Right.
You perv. Outlander, if you don't know, is about a time-traveling couple that when they see each other, cannot keep their hands off of
constantly.
Each other. Bob Bronson.
Yep. Season 4.
Hand to God said,
mm-hmm.
I'm just sick of the sex scenes. I actually fast forward through them.
We do.
They need to add someone new.
It's the same two people.
Yeah. It'd be no problem if they added in like some bit players.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Traveling so to time speak. Already. I mean,
Well, Carolyn anyway, even said the same thing.
Yeah, so you're,
she goes, come on, they're in their 40s now.
It's I know, get over it.
Get over it.
Anyway, because of COVID-19, film editors are saying that they're going to have to do sex scenes with CGI.
Yeah, that's good.
Or abandon them altogether. So I just want to let you know that no more.
As long as, like I mentioned last hour, no morning kisses on TV.
It's such
They do that on Outlander.
Do they do morning kisses? And when they
and
had
they
no,
stink anyway.
Well, yeah, because it's like back in the day before they had toothbrushes and Crest.
Yeah. No, they weren't brushing their teeth and using Irish Spring.
Again, it's the most unbelievable thing.
A morning kiss on
in movies besides Kevin. Huh? Who's the chubby guy who plays the mall cop?
Oh my God.
Kevin James. Yeah. Kevin James getting the good-looking girl.
Always.
First and foremost, most unbelievable in cinema. Second is the morning kiss.
Nobody wants to see it.
Get up, brush your teeth.
Yeah. Just say freshen good up, morning and go up.
And then go get some coffee. I'll talk to you later.
Right.
Okay, finally, Tiger King, Joe Exotic is in jail. He's getting desperate, and he's adding, he's writing to the to his fans.
I'm Joe Exotic.
Yes.
Okay. He's known as a Tiger King.
Yeah.
The gay gun cane redneck with a mullet.
That's a mullet.
He wrote a letter to his fans saying that he's desperate, and he's sad that his husband, Dylan Passage, is moving on without him. And he's only 57, and I think he's realizing that he really lost. Carole Baskin got his zoo and all that other stuff. But we were talking about how he's such a likable criminal, which happens.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my last thing.
Okay.
Tonight
on
USA Network is the third episode of Dirty John, the Betty Broderick story. Okay, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda Peet is off the charts good
at
this true story about Betty Broderick, who in 1989, now this is terrible, shot and killed her ex-husband and his new young wife after they were married for 16 years and he dumped her for his secretary.
Wow.
Now...
is she better than Meredith Baxter Burney?
She is.
She's
saying something. But that's it. Like, they're right neck and neck. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a different thing. I'm telling you, I don't know how to feel about this woman.
So it's kind of
normally, I'd really frown upon people who do bad things like this.
You root for her like you're rooting for Joe Exotic.
She just was unhinged. Yes.
Yes.
And I feel bad. Like, I was rooting for Joe Exotic. He's a terrible person who abused animals and was awful to people. However... There's a weird likability to him. And Betty Broderick is a woman scorned, so I suggest you all watch this show just as a cautionary tale, boys.
Wow.
It's excellent, though. It's excellent. You got to watch it.
Amanda
Peet. It's a nice little, you know, get out of your head.
Side note, guess who else is 57 today?
Who?
Johnny Depp.
Oh, wow.
And you know who's 59 today? This is going to blow Brian's mind.
Oh.
Michael J. Fox.
What?
59.
Oh, he still looks like a kid to me.
He's going to be a 60.
You just go back in time.
He's going to be 60.
He's going to be 60 next
That's
year.
Fine. No ageism here. That's fine. You're only as young as you feel.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Hey, coming up at 9:15, commercial-free, nonstop music for 3 hours.
Wow.
Nonstop 3 hours. That's 9:15.
Who's playing those records? That's like a lot of work, carpal tunnel and everything.
That's Well, it is. Just keep playing music. It's nonstop, starting at 9:15.
You really don't know how any of this stuff works, do you?
No.
I like it that way.
That's why we like LBF. We like doing little theater with you once in a while. Because you'll just read the script.
Yeah.
So. It was making the rounds, some meme the other day of... How do I describe this without sounding misogynistic?
Might as well just go for
it. All right, it was a misogynistic meme about a disgruntled woman in space who will not be ignored.
Okay?
Yeah. So I take you to Mystery Space Theater.
Okay.
Here's disgruntled LBF, the astronaut, on the moon communicating with a problem with Houston. Here's how it would sound.
Houston, we have a problem.
This is Houston. What's your problem?
Never mind.
What's the problem?
I shouldn't have to tell you.
Please tell us what the problem is.
I'm fine.
And there you have it. First LBF on the moon. Right? No problem. Yeah, so that's yeah.
It's legit.
Yeah, there was
even
meme.
NASA can't figure us out. All right? You should know. You should know what the problem
Isn't that
is.
Great?
You got all those gizmos down there. Yeah. Why do I have to tell you?
It's great because, you know, sometimes you just don't. Why are you so mad? What is the problem?
Right? What is the problem?
Yeah, that's Houston. Yes. What's the problem?
You're the problem.
Here's would you like to hear Millennial in Space?
Yeah.
Are you ready for launch?
No.
No. Legit. That is legit.
There you have a little space theater for you. All right, put on your super smart cap now.
Okay.
Because in 10 minutes, we're going to give somebody a shot at $1,000.
You should know these answers, Bob.
Me? That's not my job. That's your job. You should know the questions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right. Brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today from Stoughton. It's Carrie. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. Say hi to LBF and Brian.
Hi, LBF.
Hi, how are you?
Good, hi, Brian.
Hey, Carrie.
Carrie is a contractor, right? Is that right, Carrie?
I work for a subcontractor.
Oh, you work for a sub. I bet you guys are busy. I can't get anybody to come do anything. I got to hang a light. Wife's making me do it.
Yeah.
I could die.
That's why she's making you do it.
Yo, Carrie, here's the thing to remember. Never be worth more dead than alive. Okay, just saying. Right. All right, you want to win $1,000?
I do want to win $1,000.
All right, let's do this. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. Get them right. That's exactly what we're going to give you. If you're not sure about a question, say pass. We'll get back to it if we have time. You ready, Carrie?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
What is a baby cow called?
Cow.
What sank the Titanic?
Iceberg.
What horse won the Triple Crown in 1973?
Pass.
Edward VIII married what divorcee?
Pass.
True or false, Brooke Shields graduated from Princeton?
True.
Name one of the Obama daughters.
Pass.
Brian May is the lead guitarist for what band?
Pass.
LASIK is surgery on what organ?
Hi.
A clutch is what kind of accessory?
A purse.
Where were fortune cookies invented?
China.
What horse won the Triple Crown in 1973?
Secretary.
Edward VIII married what divorcee?
Elizabeth.
Name one of the Obama daughters.
Sasha.
Brian May is lead guitarist for what band?
Oh!
At the buzzer! Any guesses?
Hello.
No.
What band did Freddie Mercury sing for?
Queen.
Yeah. Yes. All right. There you go.
Hello.
That's a good point for that.
Hey, you did pretty good, though. You came back with those passes very smartly. So I counted up 7 guys. Did you get 7?
So, yeah. Well, the Queen was one of them, right?
No, she didn't get Queen, but she got... 7
Did
others.
You get the Brooke Shields one? Ours
yes,
didn't have
did.
An answer.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
She said,
okay,
yeah,
that's
said
7
true.
That's 7
Okay,
seven.
Edward VIII married what divorcee? Wallace Simpson. And let's see. The LASIK. No, you got that. Yep. Where were fortune cookies invented? The United States.
U.S. of A.
Yeah.
But you know what? You did a really good job.
But you know what's irony now? They're made in China now, but that's okay.
Yeah, right?
All right. Hey, so listen. You got 7 out of 10, Carrie. Hold your head high.
Yeah, that's
pretty
okay,
good. That's really
Plus
good.
She came back for some. That's always good.
Yeah,
bragging
I like to
rights.
See that. Yeah. All right. So, Carrie, we've got a $50 gift card usable either at 110 Grill or Aviva Trattoria.
Ooh.
How about that?
Ooh, that sounds good to me.
Both restaurants are now open for dining on their patio.
Nice.
Very good.
I know. I'm excited for patio dining, actually.
Aren't you?
Yeah, the weather is really cooperating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Yeah, that is good. Carrie, enjoy that, okay? We appreciate you listening. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Great job.
Great job. 7 out of 10.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, where's Steven Tyler dealing with the shutdown, the coronavirus, and the quarantine? Where do you suppose he is?
I don't know.
Behind a lot of scarves.
He's been very quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has. That's interesting.
He's on an island.
Yeah, he is.
Guarantee he's on an island somewhere. Who would blame him?
I don't blame him at all.
Right? Okay. What's cool?
Mm. Well, Hammacher Schlemmer, the catalog you can't afford.
Yes.
Has something you need. And it's priced fairly.
You're excited about it.
I'm excited
did
about
you,
it.
Did okay. you buy it?
Not yet.
Are you going to buy it?
I might.
Wow. You'd be the first person I ever knew that bought something on Hammacher Schlemmer.
I know. I really want to get the catamaran paddle boat for $2,500, but that's not it.
Not, as you said, not today.
So much fun to look through. No one ever buys any of
those. All right. Website. All right, Brian, what do you got?
I got a cool thing that some local area musicians are doing to help everybody up in Chelsea, because Chelsea's been pretty hard hit through the pandemic, so they're doing a little fundraiser today that you can watch, and it'll be fun.
Okay. And I will tell you who was just voted the greatest guitarist of all time by Total Guitar Magazine. It's a shocker to me.
Really?
I was surprised.
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. Okay, Hammacher Schlemmer.
Listen, I mean, I kind of go on Hammacher Schlemmer because Father's Day is right around the corner. And what better to give somebody than, I don't know, a gardening and lawn care hose that'll never, ever, ever get squished.
Oh, it doesn't kink?
It doesn't kink.
It's got no kink.
Yes. No kink.
Yes. Yeah, that's for the father in your life. Get him something with no kink.
That's right. He loves it.
Anyway, the thing I found out, I was like, oh my God. It's a mosquito netting shirt and pants. It's basically a suit for you to wear outside that's made of mosquito netting, and it fits over just your outfit.
Head to toe.
Head to toe. It's hard to drink and eat in it because it's like a beekeeper thing. But it's completely, you know, see-through.
Yeah.
It should be loose-fitting, just FYI. It tells you on the website. It's $40 for the top and $50 for the pants.
So
and it prevents mosquito bites without using chemicals. Yeah, you look like a freak. But you will not have any welts and it'll get you through the season.
Yeah.
And it's like the least expensive thing.
Yeah,
it's the only thing you can.
They have really cool stuff.
Like a bug vacuum.
Hammacher Schlemmer. Oh, remember they used to be on the air when you used to fly?
Yeah.
Those birds. Sky Mall.
Remember those birds?
Sky Mall.
Yes.
It was the bait.
You'd look at Sky Mall. And there used to be a phone on the seat in front of you. You would actually call Sky Mall.
That's
or you
right.
could order your credit card.
Who would do that?
That's what I want to know.
It's like somebody who eats exclusively from the minibar.
Somebody
like,
had to do it.
Who is that person?
Somebody
the only fruit
it.
I eat is from Harry and David.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you like a $50 peach?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. No kidding.
Hammacher Schlemmer.
Hammacher Schlemmer.
It is a fun site, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can get everything. You can get a hypnotic jellyfish aquarium if you want one.
How about that?
You can get a whack-a-mole set for $35,000, but it comes with a bar.
Does it have real moles?
Real moles.
No.
Come with Cindy Crawford's mole. All right, so.
Wow.
Here's something cool. Some local area musicians are all getting together, and they're doing a fundraiser tonight, putting on a concert on the Facebook. So all you need to do is go to the Calling All Crows Facebook page today at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for All In for Chelsea. A bunch of local area musicians. I saw because Adam Ezra. He's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Musician, and a whole group of them are getting together, and this is all going to raise money for the One Chelsea Fund, because Chelsea's kind of really been hit super hard by this, almost disproportionately from area towns and stuff, so they're doing a little something for them on the Facebook, so check it out tonight. They're going to put on a good show. It'll be fun. 8 o'clock, Calling All Crows Facebook page. Just check it out.
There you go. I mean, right. when you're done surfing Sky Mall and Hammock
Yeah, if you can type in your mosquito netting.
There you go.
Listen, yeah. I'm telling you right now, this website is the best. I'll see
I
you
would,
later.
I would pay you so weird. To wear that to a party. That would be just great. You rolling in like that?
Why not?
Mosquito net head to toe.
Head to toe. I'm ready to party.
Well, the good news is they don't have to throw the net over you. No, she's wearing it. Fine. All right. Brian May is the world's greatest guitarist. Brian May of Queen was just voted that by a magazine called Total Guitar. They must know what they're talking about because Brian May beat out Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, and all the other dead or alive rock and roll guitarists. I'm not sure I agree, but who am I to say? Who am I to say?
I don't know. Again, John Denver's my jam.
John Denver. You know, he's probably a very accomplished guitarist in his day.
Excellent.
I'm not sure he would kick out the jams.
You know? I don't know. Have you ever heard, Country Roads? People love it.
Even really Joe, horrible tasty music.
I know.
Wow. Joe Walsh, he was beat up too. Brian May said, "I'm absolutely speechless. I'm blown away. I have to say it's completely unexpected. Obviously, I'm deeply touched that people feel that way about me."
Really?
How about that? That was Brian May.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just,
you say so, sir.
I guess I just try to play from my heart, and that's about it.
He suddenly moved to Australia.
Yeah, I know, really.
Throw another shrimp on my body.
I should have stopped at Michael Caine.
All
right.
All right.
Congratulations, Brian.
That's funny. Thanks.
May you rock on.
Yeah, go ahead.
That one, yeah.
That Brian.
Tell you.
He's quick.
That was my traffic report.
All right, Brian. That was funny. I didn't, When he said
yeah,
thank
I see,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations,
yep, I know.
Brian.
Yeah, I was here.
That was good.
I was here.
That was good. Well, okay.
Start your day. The ROR Morning Show. Bob
still here.
Brian.
Yeah, boy.
Jimbo Joe. And 90 minutes commercial-free starting at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Time after time.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. Cindy Popper there. Whispering.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Is it?
Is
all
it
right.
Though?
So yesterday, the most gorgeous day we've had probably in, I don't know, maybe in 2020.
Yes, for sure.
What was it? Beautiful.
Yep,
there's no humidity. 78 degrees. Just absolutely beautiful. What did I do?
What did you
I
do?
I stumbled into the living room where one of the girls had left on Bravo.
It happens. Yep.
And I fell into a time, what do you call those?
Suck?
Yes. Yes.
I
fell into a time suck.
The official word, yep.
And I couldn't get out. And it's because of this.
June, Hannah.
Yeah.
June, Hannah.
Yeah.
Blowjack Meg.
Yeah.
June, Hannah.
When the boys are scuba diving, they hear.
June, Hannah.
When they're pulling up the anchor, they hear.
June, Hannah.
Okay. When we're bringing back the guests, we hear.
June, Hannah.
All right. Below, I went below deck.
You did.
I went below deck and I couldn't come out of it.
Nope.
What the heck? It's the first time I've ever seen the show.
Okay.
Girls watch it. Wife watches it. And it had everything I look for in a TV show.
It's amazing. It's a Bravo show that features...
Well, first of all, you have beautiful boat.
Yep.
Beautiful scenery.
Yep.
With the, they were in the Mediterranean and beautiful people.
Doing bad things.
Yes.
That's the key.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Who's June Hannah?
All right.
And why is she a June
so
Hannah?
So Hannah is the chief stewardess who on the boat takes care of the guests, all that stuff. And when she calls somebody on her radio, she says their name twice and then says who she is. So it'd be like Bob Lauren.
Oh.
Or Brian Lauren.
Oh.
So it's June Hannah. And in this particular season, June would never answer her radio. So the whole season is June Hannah. To the point where we walk around my house, Dave included, because we've been sucked into this time suck too.
Yeah.
And we'll just go June Hannah as we're calling each other.
That's
like,
funny.
Yeah.
Wow. So Carolyn walks in and, this is old.
Yeah,
I know all this.
It was a 24-hour thing.
Oh, and that Hannah, she is had loose morals.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what gets you on the show.
Okay.
Yeah. Check that box. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Check the morals box. Thanks for coming by anyway. Yeah.
She's had a few dalliances on board.
Oh, yeah. And those are tight quarters.
Right?
Yeah, wow. I mean, I'm talking about the rooms. They are really small rooms.
Yeah.
And everyone's naked a lot of the time.
Jeez.
And the guests are obnoxious because they're rich and they're like.
These guests were absolute
obnoxious
jerks.
But
shots on yachts. Yeah. Is that what they're
that's
saying?
That's what he's saying.
Shots on yachts.
I thought was a Bobism. That's something Bob would say.
I will next time.
Drinks
I'm on
the patio, daddy-o. Drinky poo on the aft deck.
Hey.
But it has everything you
like
want,
it.
Really.
It does.
The boats, the scenery, the bays.
Mediterranean?
It's great because it shows what's great about Below Deck, and like all the Bravo shows, it shows people who are hideously rich behaving worse than any like,
loser
in your life.
I couldn't tell who were the biggest jerks.
I know. That's the fun
part. The crew or the guests.
Yeah.
The guests were not very
It's a guilty pleasure.
Nice.
I don't blame you at all. These are trying times. This is called coping.
Yeah.
And this is your coping mechanism. Right. I was watching reruns of The Young and the Restless yesterday because
how
they're doing best
stuff. How far back
of,
are you going?
Oh, we're talking 83. Like
are
the
you
hair.
Kidding?
It was like.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was just like best of love scenes or best of like drama or
just
whatever.
Big
and
hair.
Big hair.
Shoulder pads.
Or even, yeah, shoulder pads or even that like weirdo short hair with the high bouffant.
Oh my
but
God.
But like the real severe around the ears.
Yeah. And did guys have sweaters tied
they
around
had, No. This guy reminded me of Jerry Callahan, actually.
Okay.
This guy had a sweater on. I know. Bear with me. You'll understand why.
Right.
It was a V-neck sweater with his hair showing and a gold neck, and he was blonde, and he was being rude.
V-neck sweater. Jerry Callahan. Okay. Good to know. All righty. So anyway, that'd be funny, but this Below Deck thing, I'm afraid. Permission to come on board.
You have to. Permission granted,
it's
sir.
It's great.
Welcome aboard.
It's got everything. I like it. All right. Restaurant of the day. We've been putting the spotlight on one restaurant, so we'll pick it, and we'll let you know about all the great things they're doing. That's next. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 8:53. Don't forget, 9:15, just around the corner. Nonstop music. For 3 hours.
3 hours?
It's a 3-hour tour.
Oh, that's nice of the 80s and more.
That's.
Oh, look at me.
Wow.
Just glimmers.
Sensei, you grabbed the.
Glimmers of excellence.
I'm saying, you grabbed the stone from my hands. That was good, Grasshopper. Very good. All right. Let's do it. Let's do the WROR featured restaurant of the day. We've been featuring a restaurant every day. Yesterday, we had 110 Grill Up. Great guys.
Delish.
So, all right. So we've asked folks to send us their restaurant info and sign up for it at WROR.com/local. LBF, what's today's restaurant?
We're driving north where light dawns on Marblehead. The Three Cod Tavern.
Wow.
Right?
Three
cods. Not one.
I
not
love
two.
It.
But three.
Tell me about Three Cod Tavern.
Okay.
All right.
How much time do you have? They've got everything, including, well, let me tell you. I mean,
fish.
Fish.
Cod. They definitely
baked.
Have cod.
They've got lobster rolls. They've got a seafood pie. They have
Stop.
A lobster casserole.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
It's lobster. Wait. Mugford seafood pie is lobster, scallop, shrimp, and haddock baked with our house seafood stuffing. Oh, my God. I'm literally, my mouth is watering.
Wow.
You know. They have a fried haddock sandwich on, you know, you've got that. That's important.
Jeez.
The Spirit of 76 scallops. Then you've got, you know, your steak tips, your farm turkey, your lobster rolls. I mean, the Seafarer selection alone is like you get a fried seafood plate with French fries and coleslaw, clam rolls, clam plates, butterfly shrimp, calamari, fish and chips, oysters. The Mac Daddy combo. You ready?
I like it.
Clam, scallop, shrimp, and haddock. Fry it.
Wow.
And serve it.
Look it up.
Look
so at
good.
That. So that's a Three Cod Tavern in Marblehead. So they submitted their info. That means they want you to come up and taste their delicious foods. They like your business.
Adam Sandler does, too. There's a picture of him on his website, on their website.
Oh, nice.
There.
Then that's
FYI.
It.
I mean, then there you go.
You can go anywhere you want.
I mean, that'd be a good spot. Just go get some takeout, and then you're
Right, and you're in Marblehead.
Yeah, you're in Marblehead.
Which is where everyone wants to be anyway.
That's right. Got a nice spot. See the ocean.
Oh, it looks great. Yeah, it looks beautiful. Great. So there you have it. The Three Cod Tavern. You heard LBF Rundown, some of their menu. You can go to WROR.com, see the featured restaurant of the day, and dive in. The water's fine.
Oh,
right?
So
they're open
nice.
For business, and they'd love to see you up there. And what a great day to go to Marblehead.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. I mean, you can work from home. Just bring your phone.
That's right. Nobody can smell that.
Right?
Seafood.
Exactly. They can't smell on a Zoom meeting. No worries.
Seagulls, where are you?
All right. Okay. You can still enter your restaurant at WROR.com/local.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.